Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go on a Wednesday live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Herd brought to you by Jersey Mike Subs. Be a sub above. 1 hour from now, Tom Rinaldi stops by. The great John Madden. There's a documentary on Christmas Day at Fox. Tom Rinaldi is part of it. Always a great listen. Nick Wright as well, and Joy Taylor is joining me. Nice night for one of the really decent guys. I think we're overwhelmingly lucky as sports people that most great athletes are great guys. It's really, we're in a really good era, despite all the crankiness by the media. You know, overwhelmingly, almost all of our great athletes are really great people, and Steph Curry certainly qualifies. It was that's why I think they gave him a little extra time. They kind of broke the game down a little extra time, and it's like, yeah, it's Steph Curry. We're going to give him some time.
Yeah, you want to give Steph Curry that that honor and that in that moment, and that's like, it is New York, but that's what Steph is. Like Steph is one of those guys that makes everybody feel like they can play basketball, and that's an endearing thing, even though Steph is as great as he is.
Yeah, it's I'm still surprised. I'll start with this. I'm still surprised how many fans. And there's a lot of them that don't get the value of Steph Curry. I hear this from old timers. Oh, in the 80s, 70s, and 80s. Very physical. I don't know. I don't know. He's the greatest shooter in the history of basketball. And on a short list of the greatest ball handlers. Ah, call me crazy. Ball handling and shooting. It feels like it matters to me. That's what we worked on at practice, right? That's what they work on at AAU and... That's what everybody's looking for in the draft, right? Bigs that can handle the ball, bigs that can shoot, guards that can shoot. And if you can't shoot like Russell Westbrook, you're really, really outdated. The game has left you. I hear people, though, say that. Steph Curry in the 80s. Ask yourself this. Who was the greatest forward in the 80s? It was Larry Bird. Why did he separate from all the other forwards? It was because he was the toughest? No. He could handle the ball and shoot. Most forwards were power forwards. They didn't. They were liabilities on the offensive end. You got them for their toughness and their rebounding and their physicality. But Larry Bird could shoot and handle the ball up the floor. Why is Kevin Durant, and I think this is fair, the best player in the league right now? Because he can handle the ball and shoot. Is it because he's the toughest, the most physical, the best rebounder, the best defender? No. So even for bigs, power forwards, centers, Jokic, MVP, why? Best body? Physicality? No, he can handle the ball, shoot, and pass. Some things in life are always going to stand the test of time. Punctuality and hard work. There are no industries. You can go Silicon Valley to garbage dumps, to landscaping to Wall Street. Punctuality, show up on time and work hard. Every industry, white collar, blue collar, conservatives, liberals, show up on time, be punctual, reliable, and work hard. Every industry, fashion to drama to art, to acting to whatever, law, hospitals. And there are certain things in sports that will always, always be important. Let's take baseball. Finding pitchers who can throw the ball past hitters. Not a lot of guys in the first round are knucklers or junk ball pitchers. Can I, in a big spot, I need an out. I throw 98 with movement. I can throw it past the batter. No contact. So I don't have to rely on my defense to make a play, a bad bounce. I'm going to throw it past you. That will always be important. NFL quarterbacks, you can run around all you want. Do you accurately deliver the ball to your wide receivers, tight ends, and backs? That will never go out of style. In an era where everybody's giant and 6'5 and fast, Drew Brees is one of the greats ever. And in basketball, the ability to handle the ball and shoot, it will always matter. I mean, right now, ask yourself this about the tough 80s. Do you know who was the leading scorer in the 80s? Alex English. Wasn't much of a rebounder, not a great defender. Denver Nuggets. Why? He could shoot. 8-time All-Star. And Steph's a better shooter, quicker, maybe a better athlete than Alex English. Those romanticized New York Knicks teams, you know why they never won a title? They didn't have any shooters. But the badass and bad boy Pistons, who played sort of a Knicks style, they like tackling people, they won multiple titles and should have won more. Was it because they were tough? Well, they were tough and so were the Knicks, but the difference is they had shooters. They're big. Lambeer could shoot, and Isaiah could shoot, and Joe Dumars could shoot, and Vinnie Johnson could shoot. Even John Starks for the Knicks was not a pure shooter, more of an athlete. I saw Phil Jackson last night. I was at a restaurant. He stopped by. We waved. He was talking triangle offense, and I was talking wine. But if you go look at those Bulls teams, and you go look at those Laker teams where he became the winningest modern-day basketball coach, they always had shooters. Paxson, Kerr, Tony Kukoc. Got to put the ball in the basket, folks. Steph is also really smart. And smart people and smart athletes always all do one thing. They tweak. They adjust. You don't think Steph would have adjusted in the 80s to the hand check? I think he would have figured it out. And like other smart people that are really successful, he didn't invent anything. There's very few Elon Musks out there. Even he didn't invent the spaceship. He took advantage of the opportunity. The three-point shot was allowed in 1979. It was there for everybody. Steph's the first one to own it. So just say this out loud if you ask yourself or doubt Steph Curry. If I told you, okay, there's this player. He's one of the smartest players ever, one of the best ball handlers ever. He's an incredible leader. He's the best shooter ever. He's a great teammate. Yeah, I don't think any of that stuff would work in the 80s. It works forever. Steph Curry in any era, hard work, obsessed, great shooter, great leader, great mind, great teammate, great ball handler. Gets along with everybody. Gets along with Draymond Green, the tough guy. Gets along with KD. He did. Gets along with Clay, the quiet guy. If you don't get Clay, if you don't get Steph, you just don't get basketball. Ball handling, intelligence, and shooting work in every era. Here was the moment he broke the record last night.
Alec Burks guarding him from the start. Wiggins again. Here's Curry for the record. It's good! Three-pointer, number 2974, the man who changed the game, the igniter of the three-point revolution of the NBA, and now he stands alone at the top of the three-point list.
Great moment in sports. Diana Rossini is a really good reporter. She works for The Other Place, and she reported this morning that the word around the league is that Aaron Rodgers is destined to leave Green Bay, and a Super Bowl won't matter. Is that there is more to follow, but that Aaron Rodgers, the feeling around the league is that he will leave Green Bay. Now, that's good news for Aaron because he's going to have a lot of options. He's got a lot of years left and a lot of options. And Aaron is one of those guys that likes to keep his options open. He likes to control things. He likes to use his leverage. There is nothing wrong with that. Superstars have a right to do with that. I would say Aaron leans into it like LeBron James has leaned into it more than others, but no criticism here. The downside to leaving, this is why I keep going back to one team. Carmelo Anthony left the Nuggets, went to the Knicks. The problem is the Knicks had to give up so much to get him. By the time he got there, he was a giant chandelier in an empty house. The downside to leaving is that to get Aaron Rodgers, you're going to have to give the Green Bay Packers, I would guess, three or four first-round picks and maybe a player or two and a second-round pick. So wherever Aaron goes, he has to be the final piece, the missing piece. And there's only one place for that, and it's Denver. That's it. Green Bay does not want him in the NFC. I can assure you that. They want him in the AFC. So if they meet him, it's in the Super Bowl. Aaron may get there in Denver. I doubt Green Bay does with Jordan Love. But Denver's a team that could give up four first-round picks. Cornerbacks, got them covered. They have a rookie cornerback, the best rookie corner in the league. Two good tight ends. Javonte Williams now, they've added a running back. Two good running backs. They have a good left tackle. They have an edge rusher. They have running backs, wide receivers, tight end, all the things you need, and most of them are young. So they're not getting paid a ton yet. They just drafted, by the way, an interior offensive lineman that's going to make the all-rookie team. So I have said this. This is Tampa. They are Tampa of 2020, before Tom got there. All Tampa had to do was upgrade the offensive line. As we know, great quarterbacks simultaneously tend to elevate your offensive line. They audible out of trouble into play. So a great quarterback, Breeze, Rodgers, you know, these guys that have been around forever, they help your offensive line. There's no question. A veteran quarterback helps an offensive line. A rookie quarterback makes it much tougher. And it's hard. It's a hard position to play. Denver is the only place that could give up multiple picks. What do they need? Like Tampa, they could probably get a little better, maybe at right tackle. They get a little better on the offensive line. But Tampa's offensive line was thought of, you know, middle of the pack. And Denver's, I looked this morning, PFF, is considered middle of the pack. It's not a disaster. But tight ends, backs, wide receivers, rush end, corners, Denver's ready to go. And so Pittsburgh, offensive line right now, still a mess. I don't know what they're doing with Chase Claypool or Juju long term. Saints, they have a wide receiver issue. Michael Thomas didn't play. Not sure if he ever will. Trouble in the building. They got to rebuild their wide receiver class. You start looking around at all these teams, there's issues. They can't afford to give up three, four first-round picks, two second-round picks. So I don't know what Aaron's going to do. It was interesting. He was on the Pat McAfee yesterday on YouTube, and McAfee said, I just can't get enough of this. He said, you love being a Green Bay Packer. Aaron paused and kept pausing and said, I love playing ball. Maybe he's just toying with all of us. But I will say, whenever you hear all these rumors, to me there is one absolute fit. It's the Brady model. We need maybe a right tackle, all helped elevate the offensive line, receivers, tight ends, backs, corners, pass rush, it's all there. Good to have you in today. There are strong indications that Russell Westbrook's stay with the Lakers is not going to last very long. So we will talk about that. Nick Wright, Tom Rinaldi, Antonio Gates, the former great Charger tight end, joins us today.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
So I said this the other day on a show to Joy. I said I have a friend that's kind of on the periphery of the media but is very, very connected to L.A. sports. And let's say maybe he's an agent or something. That would count as kind of being part of sports. And this person told me about a week ago, he said Westbrook's going to get traded from the Lakers. They're already discussing it. LeBron's discussing it. The franchise is discussing it. It doesn't work. And so I came into the meeting the other day and I said, guys, I'm going to give you a heads up on something. There's going to be some Westbrook trade rumors that are going to happen the next couple of days. And somebody, I think it was Ryan, said, yeah, the story's actually out. So I thought I was way ahead of everybody. And actually, I basically was announcing it had already been out by some reporters. So this has been in the works for the Lakers for a couple of weeks. And, you know, it takes time for stuff to get out. But there's an article on it today. And this is so classic Westbrook. It says his defensive effort has been disappointing all year. especially joining a culture which is about great defense. The Lakers, he hasn't grown much as a cutter as the Lakers hoped, like it would be hard to cut. And despite some early success as a ball screener for James, it's not a job Westbrook has embraced either. Cam Newton and Westbrook always had style, and the media loves style. It doesn't really matter. Stuff goes in style, out of style, it doesn't matter. Both Westbrook and Cam are shot at 33. Steph Curry's 33. He celebrated last night in the NBA. Westbrook, fourth team, 4 years. Cam is 11 years younger than Brady. It's over. Why? Stubborn. An inability to adapt. This is what happens. And it's a cautionary tale outside of sports for all Americans. Many of you have enormous talent, and you'll never live up to your promise because you're unapologetically stubborn. This is who I am. Deal with me. Bruh, that doesn't work much in sports at all. You got one ball and nine guys on the court on your team and then nine guys for them that will play, and it's going very fast, and you got to work well with others. All this stuff they're asking him to do is not difficult. Screen, cut. They're not asking him to be a great three-point shooter. Hey, can you defend a little better? Can you cut? Can you screen? The media loved Cam and Westbrook, and I have compared both of them for years. Lots of talent, lots of promise, never truly realized because the inability to grow. They're not asking Westbrook to do impossible things. It would be unfair to say, Russell, we need you to be a 42% three-point shooter. Well, that's unfair. That's not what he is. Can you cut more? Can you screen more? Can you commit more to the defensive side? Well, I mean, we talk about this in sports all the time. The great, you see it in football, a sport where coaching matters. The great ones, the Belichicks and the Sabins, great pivoters, great adapters. We saw it with Harbaugh this year with Michigan. He kind of blew it up and started over, pivoted. Brian Kelly admits 5 years into Notre Dame it wasn't working. He pivots. We see it all the time. It's not just athletes, but in this case, it's Westbrook. This tunnel, this stubborn, this inability to grow and move beyond kind of your brand or your style. And I've said this about LeBron for so long. The game has really moved away from LeBron James. He was never a great three-point shooter. That's not what 6'9", 260-pound guys are. LeBron first was a great ball handler. He became a great defender. He's a great passer. And he has the ability, because he can use either hand very well, to score. He'll be a scorer. But he doesn't have the MJ or the Kobe sort of DNA to attack, take bad shots, doesn't care, burst through a wall. That's not who he is. So about a third the way through LeBron's career, the league became a three-point shooting league. And LeBron just saw it and worked at it. And all of a sudden, 2 or 3 years later, I remember that first, he started doing it in Cleveland before he moved to Miami. It was his last year or two in Cleveland. He really started taking more and more three-point shots. And then in Miami, he became a very good three-point shooter. And now, I mean, I'd make the argument, he's the Lakers' best three-point shooter. he's their best ball handler and three-point shooter. One of those is very natural to him. The other one he had to work on. Stubborn. Doesn't work. Sports life doesn't work. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, I don't know if everyone knows this, but we are still, in fact, in the middle of a pandemic.
All right, let me hear.
There are currently more than 75 reported players and coaches who've been placed in COVID protocols.
75. Let me, your mic's not working. Do we have?
It's working.
All right, do it again.
Hello?
There we go.
Can you hear me?
Not now, I can't either. This has been a problem for 2 days here.
There we go. We're good? Okay. Yeah. So there are more than 75 reported players and coaches who are in COVID protocols entering week 15. 7 teams are in enhanced protocols. The Bears, the Browns have 13 players, including Mayfield, Landry, and Stefanski. The Falcons, Lions, the Rams have 10 players, including Odell, Jalen Ramsey, and Daryl Henderson. The Vikings and the Washington football team has 10 players. The Rams shut down practice and facility yesterday and today. And this is a big deal. The Rams and Washington are both currently in wild card positions in the NFC standings. The Browns, Falcons, and Vikings are all on the bubble trying to break through and make a playoff run.
Can I throw something out here? I don't know this to be true, but we're about 3 weeks past Thanksgiving, and it's winter. And so put those teams up again. So it feels always like to me, this is northern cities usually get hit worse than warm weather cities.
Right.
Right? Because people in cold climates are indoors more. So if you look at a lot of these, L.A. would be the exception. There's Detroit and Cleveland and Chicago and Washington and Minnesota. It's a lot of cold weather. So you get family together, Thanksgiving, and it takes about 3 weeks for you to test positive, right, with COVID? I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing that we were talking about last year when everyone was like, the winter surge. Like, yeah, of course. Where are you in the winter?
Indoors.
Where is the worst place to be if you have any kind of virus or cold or the flu or anything that is contagious? Inside.
Around also new family members that have flown in around the country,
right,
that you don't really know their daily rituals.
I feel like one of the only reasonable people who is not surprised by this news.
Yes.
Like, I'm seeing a lot of, like, big reactions, like, should we go back in the bubble or, like, sports are going to shut down, like... No, neither of those things are happening.
Yeah.
There's a reason why this is happening. And it's because we're not out of the pandemic yet. It feels like it's normal, like we're doing normal things.
Right, right.
We've adjusted to life with COVID around us. But these players are vaccinated. These coaches are mostly vaccinated. So they are not getting extremely sick, but they are positive. So they have to be separated so that we don't continue to spread the virus. There's no reason for an over-the-top hysterical reaction. Now, of course, this hurts these teams,
yes,
as far as on the field, because the players and the coaches won't be available.
Well, I mean, some of these teams like Washington and Cleveland, I mean, they're in the middle. They need to win.
Devastating.
Oh, it's devastating for Washington and Cleveland. They have to win this weekend.
Yes.
They have to win.
It's devastating. But because of the protocols for the vaccinated players, the positive individuals are permitted to return to play after, or to go back to coach after, two negative tests at least 24 hours apart.
So,
there is a chance that some of these players and coaches are available.
But the problem for Cleveland is their game is Saturday.
Correct.
So
they're losing a day.
That really is punitive for Cleveland. So this is awful for Cleveland because Sunday gives you one more day you can clear. So I think the quarterback is one of the players, and
yes,
the coach.
Yes, it's devastating. Like it's. But this is the time of year where we knew the cases were going to go up. There's a new variant that is supposedly more contagious or easier to get, so that's making it more complicated. But there's going to continue to be variants, because I know this is a very complicated concept for everyone, but we live on a globe with other countries. Other people live in those other countries.
Yeah.
And all around the world, everyone doesn't have access to the vaccine like us privileged Americans.
Yeah.
So it's going to continue to spread, and there will be more variants on and on and on and so forth until probably the end of time. So the reason you get vaccinated is so that we don't have people in the hospitals.
Right, right.
So while I know everyone is very scared, and I'm not trying to diminish that, the good news is people aren't getting really, really sick.
Yeah.
And that's what's most important. As far as on the field, this is just the worst time for some of these teams who are trying to make playoff runs and won't have some of their players and some of their most important players.
But we are seeing, once again, in the winter, northern climates, post-family gatherings, it spreads.
A massive holiday where you spend
couple
a lot
weeks
of time.
Later, massive spread.
So the Patriots are playing the Colts on Sunday, and Bill Belichick, always with a little trick up his hoodie, said they'll be watching Hard Knocks in season to see if there's any intel they can use.
We track most everything those teams, any team that we play does, and then, you know, depending on the relevance or importance of that information, then, you know, at some point it gets relayed down the line. But yeah, so we have somebody that studies each team and any relevant comments or information that we think is relevant to the preparation for the team, then that could be shared. Sure.
That's why Hard Knocks is a competitive disadvantage. When ESPN created the Longhorn Network, I talked to Mac Brown once about that, and he said, I don't want to say it publicly because my school's into it, but my practices are out there. All it takes is, you know, they were doing shows all the time with the Longhorns, and it's like, it's a competitive disadvantage. Not only do I have to do more interviews, less time in meetings.
Right.
All this stuff to me is a competitive disadvantage. That's why I don't like Hard Knocks.
Well, when Hard Knocks first aired, Belichick in 2001, Belichick said, there's a lot of reasons I wouldn't be excited about it. This is what, when this news came out that they were going to do one in season, that was kind of both of our reactions. Like, in season? Like, that seems very invasive to what you're doing. Like, you're trying, that's not the time. Like, I get Hard Knocks in the preseason, like, you're seeing the development of players, and I still think you're learning a lot.
I don't think you're giving away a lot of secrets right. in August.
Right. Nobody's airing their playbook out in the preseason anyway. Right. But currently, the Patriots are 2.5-point underdogs to the Colts.
That's weird to me.
Bet. Well, they are at.
I know, but
Indy.
Carson
first
Wentz
in the AFC.
Against that defense feels like a turnover, a pick six waiting to happen.
I don't know. Maybe we'll see what's going on in the Blazing Five. So today is National Signing Day. It's one of Colin's holidays.
Yeah.
And we've already seen some players making moves in the transfer portal, but Lane Kiffin thinks that money has now become the overriding factor in a player deciding whether or not to transfer.
I mean, I don't think people really say it this way, but let's not make a mistake. I mean, we have free agency in college football, and the kids a lot of times go to where they're going to get paid the most. So no one else is saying that maybe, but, you know, the kids say, this is what I'm getting here for NIL, you know, and so what we really have, it is what it is, you know. Free agency has been created in college football.
Well, Lane Kiffin makes $7.5 million, so... Frankly, I don't cry me a river.
No, but I do think what is happening. Texas did something this past week where they guarantee all their offensive linemen $50,000. It's not that I'm opposed to it, but it's like, okay, Alabama. What if Phil Knight just said, we'll pay all of our offensive linemen $1 million, and then it becomes, okay, now you're eliminating virtually the entire sport that can't.
Then put a limit on what coaches can make.
But a 55-year-old who is great. Like, I'm 55 and good at what I do. I'm going to, an intern can be really good, but we always know that a 21-year-old who's talented and a 51 with a huge resume, it's different.
I understand the jobs are different, but they can't win without talent. That's why recruiting's important. That's why they're paying these kids.
No question.
So when you have coaches who, like Lincoln Riley, are going to make $10 million annually and are signing $100 million contracts and free access to private planes and buying a $6 million home and purchasing your homes in Oklahoma, nobody wants to hear about these kids making $50,000. And actually, I don't even want to call them kids, because it's the whole point of why I don't like him saying this. And Dabo also had a comment about the transfer portal today, saying it's chaos right now, tampering galore, adults manipulating young men. Education is the last thing right now. Please don't throw the education out there. You can get an education at any point in your life. You can go all in on football until you're 24 years old. You don't make it, go back to school and finish your schooling.
Right.
And for that matter, if education is so important to all these universities, make sure that that student that you recruited gets all of his education paid for, even when he leaves school and comes back, if it's that important. You can get finish your school at any point in life. You cannot forever play football. You have a very small window, especially in college, to try and make it to the NFL. If that's what you're capable of doing and that's your skill, you have every right to go all in on it. And the other issue with the transfer portal bashing is that, look at Slovis. You don't think it's in his best interest to leave USC right now? Yes.
I think the transfer portal's great. I worry about, as a business owner,
right,
I do worry about having an infrastructure. We have a problem in America of inequity, which is almost unsolvable. I don't love the idea that if a Phil Knight could just say, I want to pay all my players $1 million, and then Oregon State next door goes, well, we don't have a booster like that. And they're like, that's the breaks. Like, I do like...
But hasn't that always been the breaks?
No, because... You could show off your facilities, but if I gave you $1 million and I showed you a really nice condo, you'd take $1 million. Money drives.
Money does drive everything.
If I could just say, here's money, come to my school. We also have really nice showers. The money's going to literally go, okay, I'm going to feed my family.
We also know that all those players are not going to get paid. If you do pay those offensive linemen each $1 million and they don't perform, are you going to continue to give them that?
But it's interesting. What Texas is saying is all of you will get paid. I think the Texas thing freaked people out, because Texas is just saying, we just don't care. You all get $50,000, and then Alabama could go, okay, we'll just give them $100,000.
But who's paying them, though?
The university has decided some business. They're all creating these little LLCs.
Right.
All these schools are.
So you know what we should do?
The Texas thing freaked people out.
You know what we should do? We should get a commissioner, because it's a $1 billion sport.
Right. That's
now has billions more being poured into it on the other side, on the labor side. You've got coaches being able to leave in the middle of the night and go sign $100 million contracts after they've verbally committed to these recruits and move them across the country away from their homes.
Right.
So if it's chaos, then probably we need a leader. But the solution is not, oh, the kids should have to wait a year when they transfer.
No, I am totally pro transfer portal. And the other thing about transfer portals, even for the gigantic programs, like let's say a USC.
Right.
When you have to rebuild, the transfer portal probably is much. I mean, USC yesterday just went out and got a defensive tackle. They needed it. He's a grown-up. He played at another good school. Like, you can get better faster. Mario Cristobal at Miami.
Yeah.
I can go get guys in schools that are unhappy at Alabama. I get two or three.
You can't win all with youth.
Yeah, you can rebuild much quicker now. So, and I'm for... if a coach can rebuild faster, it means more good brands getting better faster, and I'm for the quality of college football better. And all these kids are leaving, by the way. The kids that are starting are not leaving. The ones that are starting are the ones that were promised by the coach they would start, and they're not starting.
Yeah, if they're starting there and they're able to make money there, why would they be leaving? Also, let's just stop with the hysterics here. It's not like these kids are selling their soul to the devil. They are transferring to another, you know, college where they're going to get an education and continue their careers either in football or beyond. It's not like they're leaving
I'm totally transfer portal friendly. I do worry about, because I don't trust boosters. In fact, I'll give you an example. I'm a financial conservative. I'm a social liberal. But I think we need lots of regulations on Wall Street.
Sure.
So that makes me kind of a liberal. Why? Because I don't trust rich guys.
Anytime money gets involved, there's a almost guarantee that something at some point is going to get corrupt.
That's why I don't mind kids getting paid. I'm paying for Notre Dame football players. Right. I'm also paying Bryce Young through the NIL. I'm the only host in America paying athletes.
Right.
But and by the way, I'm paying the best, Kyle Hamilton, who I talked to yesterday, and Bryce Young. But I do worry when it comes to money, if you have no regulations and it just comes down to creative rich guys going, okay, they're paying every lineman here. What if USC just said every receiver we recruit guaranteed $1 million? I mean, there's got to be some. That's why I'm for regulations on Wall Street, and I'm a capitalist. I don't trust rich guys.
Well, we're in a new space.
Right.
Right? This is new.
All right.
And anytime there's something new, you probably need somebody to be in charge or a panel of people to be in charge to try and, you know, regulate it so it remains fair.
Fair. Joy of the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line
News. Nick Wright next. It's The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Oh, Nick right now joining us patiently. By the way, if you just missed it, Joy and I talking about the transfer portal and players getting paid, and Nick Wright, Mercedes-Benz Best or Nothing, joining us. All right, Nick, do you have any thoughts on our little discussion about transfer portal and all that stuff?
Yeah, I heard, you know, you were talking with one of, you know, your many important nameless friends about the concern about Texas paying offensive linemen $50,000 apiece across the board. And I thought your friend, you know, raised some good concerns. Like, you continue down that road, and all of a sudden, we're going to live in a world where all the five-star recruits just go to a handful of schools like Alabama, Ohio State, LSU. We already live in that world. This idea, Oregon State wasn't getting any of them players anyway, Colin. This idea that, oh, Oregon State's going to be left out in the wilderness. They've been out in the wilderness since you lived there. So this is just the players getting money. It's fine, but we can move on. You and Joy covered it.
That's a very good point. So, Steph, I was arguing earlier the idea that Steph wouldn't work in the 80s, and I'm like, that's funny. The reason Larry Bird separated from every forward was he could shoot, not because he was a tough guy, which he was. And so I love Steph. I think he would have worked forever. I think great players work in any era. He's smart. I think shooting in basketball is like throwing 100 miles an hour as a pitcher in baseball. It's timeless. You'll always look for people that can do that. Your thoughts?
I agree with you 100%. I also am just – it never ceases to amaze me the lengths that folks have gone to act like basketball in the 80s was some version of the Roman gladiators with tigers attacking you with a few jump shots mixed in. This idea that basketball in the 80s, that it has transformed so much, like boxing. Like, hey, boxing used to be 110 rounds. You did it bare-knuckled, and you knew you won because the other guy died. Now they have gloves on, and it's 12 rounds. It's soft. Basketball in the 80s was slightly more physical with far worse athletes playing it.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes.
The idea that Steph Curry wouldn't be great any time is so stupid. Here's the thing that I think is most impressive about Steph. We live in the era of the sports debate. He is one of the only undebatable things. Greatest shooter ever can't be debated, Colin.
Yep.
We debate greatest player ever. If you ask 100 people who's the greatest quarterback ever, Brady would win, but you would have people that would argue Peyton Manning. Like, no, he was just better. I'm sorry, I don't care about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Some might argue Montana. There's greatest baseball player ever. There's far from a consensus. Shooting is the essence of basketball. And the greatest to ever do it, it's unanimously agreed upon. That, to me, is one of the most, I guess he joined Secretariat and Wayne Gretzky as the only unanimously agreed upon GOATs. So to me, it's pretty impressive.
Hey, Lakers moving off Westbrook. You know where I stand on Westbrook. I did think the Laker fit was okay because they're old and he'd give them minutes in production, and LeBron didn't want to play 82 games, but there are rumors now, strong ones, it's not going to work. Your thoughts?
All right, so can I try a Colin Cowherd analogy on for size? Now,
sure.
Many of people have ruined their career trying to go down this path and failing, so I'm going to do my best here.
All right.
But to me, Russ is something like a forklift, and here's what I mean. If you have to move a giant pallet of bottled water at Costco, there is not a single thing you'd rather have than a forklift. You want a Rolls Royce, a Maybach? Nope, they're actually terrible for that. But it's also the only thing it can do.
Yeah.
The last 5 years, if you give me a collection of mediocre to bad NBA players, say I can add one star to that team, Russ might be my number one pick. Give me the bad Oklahoma City Thunder team, he'll get them to 42 wins in the playoffs. Put him anywhere with bad talent, he can carry them. The problem is, that's all he can do at this point. You put him with other excellent players, not only does he not make them better, he might make things worse.
He does.
Which is why all of a sudden, there is no logical basketball argument that on their own, Buddy Hield is better than Russell Westbrook. But if you said one of them is going to have to be the best guy on a bad team, if Buddy Hield's the best player on your team, I mean, he's a sixth man on a bad team as is. You're totally screwed. Russ can make you relevant. But if you have other really good players on it, does he help you? Does he maybe hurt you? That's the concern there for this point of his career. And it's a shame, but I think that's where he's at.
OBJ, we were saying this in the staff meeting this morning. It does not look good for Cleveland or the quarterback. It's one thing that Stephon Diggs was great in Minneapolis with the Vikings. He just got better in Buffalo. You're like, okay, well, Josh Allen's better than Kirk Cousins. It's another thing that OBJ never worked at all in Cleveland, and now suddenly he's really good in L.A., and he's open all the time, and the quarterback gets him the ball, and he's a touchdown, a game guy. And it's like, I'm not going to mention that quarterback's name, but it's like, I think in the locker room in Cleveland, there's a lot of players saying, bruh, we got the wrong guy at the most important position. I think OBJ is loved by players, including Cleveland players.
Yeah, so a lot to unpack here. One is, has my pal Baker Mayfield joined the old place, my former network, and the shall not be named category?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that. Like, Cleveland and the quarterback, whomever that quarterback may be. Yeah, no, it's a bad look. I tweeted during the game, Odell's daddy was right, because he sure looks like he was right. I mean, Odell's good again.
Yeah, and
he's
open.
Catching touchdown passes. He's open. They're getting him the ball. You saw the touchdown pass was one thing, but that little drag route that he took, and then all of a sudden he's running for an extra 35 yards. I'm like, I remember that guy. I haven't seen that guy. The only play close to that we saw from him seemingly his whole time in Cleveland was that game against Dallas where he did it at the end, and that was on a reverse where they didn't even throw him the ball. They just tossed it to him in the backfield, and he ran. So, yeah, I think Odell's got, a lot of football left in him if he can get healthy.
Yeah.
And I do think Odell's success here is it doesn't look good for, he who shall not be named, and the rest of his teammates in Cleveland and coaching staff.
You know, you did bring up an interesting point. You really made me, I'm kind of distracted. We go back to the very first thing you said. My concern about is just like pay the players whatever you want to play them, is that it's just, there's just no regulations. It's Wall Street with no regulations, and I don't trust rich guys with no regulations. Now, Nick's going to say, but you're a rich guy. I don't trust me. But you do make a good point where all the best players go to 12 programs anywhere, so who cares? It's a very good point.
Well, and one could argue that they're not going to – you might – the biggest schools might pay the best guys, but they're not going to pay more guys than they have starting spots or roster spots for. So this might actually lead to more equality, as far as who gets players, because the fact of the matter is this. Five-star recruits, there is the rare exception. I saw Jackson State with Deion just got the number one player in the country. But five-star recruits for my entire life, 80% of them have gone to the same 10 schools. So, like, there has never been fairness who gets the best players in college football. So I think it's fine. And, by the way, I typically don't trust rich guys, but you once upon a time, Colin Cowherd, offered to sponsor me in thousands of dollars in poker losses, so I'll always trust you, my friend. Special place in my heart.
Good, Nick, the great Nick Wright.
See ya.
He brings up a good point. All my fear... See, I'm willing to just back off my conviction every 30 seconds, the herd.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Turns out a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.